This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, October 12th, the Holy City. Our reading comes from Revelation chapter 21. One of the seven angels, who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues, came and said to me, "Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." And he carried me away in the spirit to a mountain great and high, and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. It shone with the glory of God, and its brilliance was like that of a very precious jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal. It had a great high wall with 12 gates, and with 12 angels at the gates. On the gates were written the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. There were 3 gates on the east, 3 on the north, 3 on the south, and 3 on the west. The wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. The angel who talked with me had a measuring rod of gold to measure the city, its gates, and its walls. The city was laid out like a square, as long as it was wide. He measured the city with the rod and found it to be 12,000 stadia in length, and as wide and high as it is long. The angel measured the wall using human measurement, and it was 144 cubits thick. The wall was made of jasper, and the city of pure gold, as pure as glass. The foundations of the city walls were decorated with every kind of precious stone. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third agate, the fourth emerald, the fifth onyx, the sixth ruby, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth turquoise, the 11th jacinth, and the 12th amethyst. The 12 gates were 12 pearls, each gate made of a single pearl. The great street of the city was of gold, as pure as transparent glass. I did not see a temple in the city, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it. On no day will its gates ever be shut, for there will be no night there. The glory and honor of the nations will be brought into it. Nothing impure will ever enter it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I took some friends on an old taxi driver's tour of New York City. We enjoyed breakfast at my favorite greasy spoon, plunged into the subway, ferried to the Statue of Liberty, walked Wall Street and Times Square, strolled Broadway and the Theater District, sat quietly in St. Patrick's Cathedral, and stood in awe on the 100th floor balcony of a skyscraper, taking in a panoramic view of the city. They pronounced it an exciting place to live. But I didn't show them the places where I'd been mugged, the kinds of places that the singer Michael Card calls doorways darkened by despair. The picture Revelation draws of the New Jerusalem is beautiful, exciting, and full of diversity. The nations stream into it from across the earth, and the holy city has no dark side. It has no intractable injustice, simmering racial hatred, porn shops, unemployment lines, broken family relationships, potholes, or trash. Because God is there, the city is full of goodness and light. Evil has no place to hide. This vision offers an invitation and a warning. In the holy city, God will be with us, and all nations will be brought to Christ in harmony. Yet nothing impure will ever enter it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful. Are you looking forward to the day when we can live there in peace and harmony with God? Pray with me. We long for the beauty of life in the holy city. Bring us to live with you there forever. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.